Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
The world's preeminent talk radio portal.
All about your health.
And now here's Melanie Cole, MS, host of Staying Well.
Americans are eating about $80 billion worth of seafood annually, which increases the demand, of course, and especially for certain fish that are more popular than others. But does fish fraud put people at a health risk, or does it just cheat you out of better quality seafood? My guest is Gib Brogan. He's Oceana's Northeast representative in marine conservation and fisheries management. Welcome to the show, Gib. What's going on out there with our seafood, with our fish? You know, I know certain things come and go, whether they're in vogue or because they're overfished for a little while. Sea bass, you know, swordfish, these things come and go. But what is really going on out there? Are we getting what we think we are?
No. By and large, no. There's a wide variety of seafood that's available on the U.S. market that comes both from the United States and around the world. And by and large, the fish that we're getting is not what we think we're getting, especially with some of the most popular species, as you were saying. But across the board, Oceana tested fish around the country, more than 1,200 samples, and we found that fully a third of those samples were labeled as something inappropriate or inaccurately.
Wow. And what's the most popular? I mean, everybody's tilapia, you know. You used to hear orange roughy all the time, and then you heard that wasn't even really a fish and in itself or something. But now you hear tilapia all the time. What are we really seeing?
Tilapia is a very common species. It's relatively low cost, and it can also be substituted for a wide variety of other more popular species, things like red snapper or grouper, things that are high on the menu, marquee species. And we're finding that that's a very common occurrence across our sampling with red snapper, which is an iconic species coming from the Gulf of Mexico. We sampled 120 red snapper samples, and we only found 7 that were truly red snapper.
Wow.
And in all of the other cases, it was something else. And it could be something like another snapper species. There's a wide variety of snapper species, but also something like tilapia. And
that's amazing, Gib. Okay, yeah. That is amazing. So for the consumer listening, how do you know? Because if we shop at Whole Foods, you think you're getting what it says it is. You're getting your wild king salmon. You're getting your tilapia or your red snapper. You're getting what you think you're getting. But how do you know? How can you tell as a consumer?
Well, there are very few ways to know, and what we're finding right now is new programs that are emerging that allow consumers to trace their fish right back to the fishermen that caught them. So every fish has a story, and as wild protein, those fish came out of the ocean or out of a fish farm somewhere in the world, and these traceability programs are really quite unique that they allow the consumer with their smartphone or with their computer at home to trace the fish right back to its origin. A program down in the Gulf of Mexico called Gulf Seafood Trace is allowing people to trace their fish coming out of the Gulf of Mexico. A program called This Fish that's allowing people around the country and also with Canadian fish to trace their fish and find out who's been catching it. But for the majority of the fish that's out there, there's no traceability in place.
And we have
to rely on our fishmongers to provide accurate information.
So who, Gib, who do you think is the beginning of this chain? I mean, we're not necessarily going out accusing people, but who do you think is the beginning? I mean, we go to a restaurant, we think we're getting grouper, and we're paying $27 for it, and you're getting really a piece of tilapia that you could pay $8 for at Whole Foods. Who do we blame? Do we blame the restaurant guys? Do they know? Is it start with the guys on the dock who are loading this stuff into the trucks? Who is it that starts the process?
It can happen at any point in the supply chain, any point from where the fish was harvested and to when it comes onto the plate. That mislabeling can happen at any point in that chain, and we're finding that fish changes hands frequently through that chain between the person who caught the fish and the person who processed it, who imported it, who exported it, who the fish dealers that are selling it to the grocery stores. And at any point along that chain, the fish can be mislabeled. So we're seeing that a solution is that there needs to be a traceability program, something that can be audited and make sure that that fish is accurately labeled, that the label doesn't change midway along the supply chain.
Well, what worries me, okay, we've got the cost factor. I'm sure that that's true. The health factor. If you are someone who eats sushi, and you're looking at salmon, tuna, yellowtail, you're looking at all these different things that you're eating raw, and that you're supposedly getting right fresh, are we getting the fish in sushi restaurants that we think we're getting?
Yes, we are finding it in sushi restaurants, in seafood restaurants, in supermarkets. We sampled all of those different outlets and found it in every one of those places.
Wow. So we're eating raw fish that might not even be the type of fish that we feel that we can trust. And, you know, I know that sometimes like lobster, there's Caribbean lobster, which is like a big shrimp anyway. And those are labeled that way, though. It usually will say Caribbean lobster. It doesn't even look like a lobster tail.
Mm-hmm.
But those are marked. Salmon, on the other hand, is such a huge seller. Wild versus farm and colored. Are we seeing that? Wow, that makes me mad, because I'm a wild salmon person and I don't like color in my salmon. I don't need Benjamin Moore Sam Farm Pink in my salmon. What do we do about the salmon? What are you seeing there?
We are seeing it in wild versus farm salmon and finding that substitution, and we're hopeful that with a traceability program these programs that are coming online, that we'll be able to tighten the loop there and make sure that everybody has honestly labeled fish, legal and honestly labeled fish.
Yeah, that could be infuriating. I mean, you know, especially if you're someone who wants to stay away from the dyes and colors and you're really not getting what you think. So we want this accountability program. We want to follow the fish from in the waters to our plates. What can we do? Is there anything we can do right now? If you're standing in front of the fish counter, you're listening to this show on your smartphone, what can they do? Is there somebody they can ask when they're buying their fish?
Well, the advice that we give is to buy fish from places that you trust, to ask a lot of questions, and be a very careful consumer. The information, there is not a standardized program to provide the same information across all vendors. So our advice is to buy it at places that you trust and to ask an awful lot of questions about what the fish is, where it came from, and trust your fishmonger, because they know their fish.
And do you think traceability is coming down the pike?
We hope so. There's legislation in Congress right now that will build on the traceability pilot programs that have been put in place, and we'll move towards full traceability of seafood, both in the House and in the Senate. There have been bills that have been introduced to increase the traceability of seafood, because at the very end, we want people to eat seafood. It's a healthy source of protein, but we want to make sure that people are making informed decisions and are getting what they're paying for.
Are we seeing it in freshwater fish? If we're buying trout, you know, whitefish, you're buying pike or perch or something, are we seeing it there with our walleye?
I can't tell you that one. Our sampling was for most part for saltwater species.
Okay, what about oysters and shrimp and things?
Shrimp, we have just started looking at the shrimp fisheries, but because there are the majority of fish of shrimp that the U.S. consumers eat are imported and farmed overseas. So there is a similar issue to salmon, that shrimp may be mislabeled as wild when it was in fact farmed in large-scale shrimp farms.
So given the last 10 seconds, where can people get more information about this?
At oceana.org. We have a website up about fish fraud, and we encourage people to come and read what we've found in our testing and get involved to push forward with the legislation that's moving through Congress.
So you have to be your own best advocate. Ask lots of questions. Go to a fish person you trust. This is Melanie Cole for Radio MD. Stay well.